Jump in, Mrs. Temple.
Are you sure this isn't taking you out of your way?
Of course it isn't. I can drop you at the hotel as easy as pie. What's the matter, old boy?
I seem to have lost my confounded cigarette case. I'm sure I had it.
Oh, you had it at the table, darling.
Yes, I know I did.
Is it in your inside pocket?
No. No, I'm afraid it isn't. I must have put it down somewhere.
Well, I hope you haven't lost it.
I'll pop back to the table. Will you excuse me for a moment?
Yes, of course.
I shan't be long, Steve. Waiter.
Sir.
Would you mind telling that waiter over there that I'd rather like to have a word with him?
Which waiter, sir?
The dark one with the black hair, the one they called Gustav. I shall be on the terrace.
Very good, sir.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Ah, yes. I gather the commandant had a chat to you about that note.
Yes. He wanted to know who gave it to me.
What did you tell him?
I told him the truth. It was given to me by the gentleman who committed suicide.
Mr. Quinn?
Yes, Mr. Quinn.
Did you identify Mr. Quinn?
What do you mean, sir?
Well, you've seen Quinn, I take it, since he was shot?
Yes.
Did you identify him as the man who handed you the note?
But of course. He was the man who gave me the note.
Had you ever spoken to him before?
Why, no, sir. I'd never even seen him before.
Had anyone else spoken to you about him?
No, sir.
What is your name?
Gustav Valkyrie, sir.
Well, Valkyrie, I wonder if you would do something for me. Just come over here for a moment.